The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and I want to tell you how much you can do in the garden in the fall. I love planting in the spring. I love getting outside after a long winter, and we finally get out, get some nice days where you can feel your fingers and your toes. So it's always a treat to get out early in the spring, but I have to admit that I think I like playing in the garden even more in the fall. This year we had a beastly hot summer. I mean, I'm definitely an ectotherm, love 90 degree heat, don't sweat until it's after 90 degrees, over 90 degrees, but still, when this time of the year comes around and we get those days where we get some rain and a little relief, it's just like a shot in the arm. You want to get outside and get something done. And the good news is fall is probably one of the best times to do it. The nice thing about working in the garden at the end of the season is you can really take a look and assess how things did. What perennials thrived, what struggled, what perennials are maybe too overgrown and they really need divided. So this is a time where you really get in there, rip things out, replace things, and also divide and pass them on to friends and family. So recently, I tackled one of the gardens and got all of the irises out. Years ago, when we bought this place, it looked like a lunar landscape. There was nothing but knapweed and thistle and brown dirt, just awful, awful. And so I was desperate for anything green. So Aunt Margie gave us a whole bunch of irises, and I was thrilled to death. Put them in, you know, that first couple of years, they barely seemed to do anything. Some blooms, and it was nice. And then they kicked in and took over. It is just a mass of iris in the gardens, and they actually choked out one of my peonies. So nothing messes with my peonies, so the irises had to come out. Now, typically, when you're going to properly dig and divide irises, you're going to do it in, July, the first part of August. I didn't get to it this summer. So this year, I soaked it down with water, got my garden spade, and really went to work, popping those babies up, pulling them apart, and giving them to friends who wanted them just as badly as I did many years ago. Now, since I don't want to get rid of them all, obviously, particularly since they're from Aunt Margie, I did heal some in another place in the garden that I'm just going to keep back there for the time until I decide where I want them in the overall landscape. So that's something I've been doing lately. Another has been dividing. I also put in Maynite salvia years ago because it's something that actually grows around here, which is kind of refreshing. And thankfully, it grows like crazy. So some have reseeded, which is great. I can dig those up and either put them where I want them, or also gave a lot to friends. And then also, that parent plant that started the whole thing, it's really gotten big. And so I just go in with my shovel, I'll just put it right down the center of it and jump on it and cut it in half and take half of it away to wherever I want to put it or whomever I want to give it to. So it's good for the plant. It keeps it invigorated and healthy, and good for the garden too. It keeps things looking fresh versus just overgrown and crazy. Another thing I did was moving some of my peonies. Like I said, some of them were just absolutely crowded and overgrown with those irises. So as I'm digging the irises, I also dug up some of the peonies and moved those to one of the newer gardens that I have. Because eventually, my overall vision, which is something that you take a look at throughout the year, is I would like to have peonies around the entire front of the property. I absolutely love them, particularly in early summer when we love those blooms and the fragrance can't be beat. So eventually I want to keep moving those and dividing them. So I'm spreading them out now, and plus to give them more room. When I put the gardens in initially, I didn't have that much space. So I just put them in there. They're closer than what they should have been, but at least they were in. So now that I'm expanding the gardens and creating more, I can spread them out to where they're going to be a lot happier and a lot healthier. Another thing you could do this time of year, which is great, is actually build gardens. Fall is probably the better time in reality because it allows your garden to be able to settle more, to break down the organic matter that you might put in it, and then it's really ready to go in the spring. So what I'm doing this fall, since I need to create a massive amount of gardening space, I can never have enough, but I need a lot more immediately, is I am bringing in a dump truck load of organic, or not organic, but aged cow manure. Cow manure isn't the best. It's not the top of my choice, but we have it in massive quantities around here. And this stuff is at least 10 years old. There's actually really no manure pieces in it at all. It just looks like sandy black dirt, which is really, really good for around here that's mostly clay. So what I'm going to do, I've been saving our newspapers, and I'll put down 6-8 layers of newspaper, or I also have some big boxes too, and I'll place those down, open them up, flatten them out, and then I'll shovel, probably 6 inches of the composted cow manure directly on that and allow that to sit. And some of the areas, I'm also going to create more of the hugel culture beds. I don't have as much wood as I would like to be able to use in these beds, but I'm going to use the incredible amount of sunflowers and corn stalks and those big chunky pieces that don't break down in a compost pile, don't break down very well if you're doing sheet composting and or even trench composting. But in this, it's going to work really great because I'll make a huge pile of these big chunky pieces and then cover it with soil and making a hill. And I'll make this mound probably about 3 feet tall again. And I'm going to do it perpendicular to another hugel culture bed that I built this spring. So I'm creating this L and this protected little nook where I put an apple tree this fall. And then I can also put things that need that protection from the wind. And also help catch some moisture too. So I'm looking at the gardens and seeing how I can best improve them. And that's really the benefit, and that's what you need to do in the fall. Just take an overall look, maybe look at some pictures you took through the summer, and decide what needs to be done, what needs to be changed, and get it done now, because I can guarantee you're not going to remember in the spring. Plus, it's fun to get out before the snow starts flying.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.